Welcome everyone to Chicken Sex and Degrees, where we talk about life's lessons, its pleasures, and its achievements. Mm-hmm. Girl, I don't know why I had a brain fart.
Right, I'm like, where are we going with that? That's you sounded like me fucking 7 episodes ago, freestyling.
Well, anyway, I'm Akita.
I'm Monica, y'all. Happy Sunday. Happy motherfucking Sunday.
Or you happy whatever day.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess it's Sunday when we're recording. Happy Wednesday, guys. You know what I think is so fucking weird? Why is Ludacris on a Janet Jackson tour? Is that weird to you? I just feel like that's so like...
Didn't they do a song together?
No, I don't think they did a song. Did they do a song together?
I don't know why Get Me So Excited is in my head, and I feel like he's on that song. Because you get me so excited, I'm hot.
I just feel like it's such a random combo. Like, is it just me, or is that just like a random...
It is random, but maybe it's a good strategy to sell as many tickets as possible. I mean, Janet was going to sell out anyway, I feel like.
I don't know. I just feel like it's... So, and then it's like they're saying, oh, first of all, Janet is 56. And I was just looking at her, some of the clips of like the outfits and stuff that she's been wearing. And I mean, it's definitely giving Golden Girls Janet.
No,
like I feel like it is, like even some of the dance moves, and like it's not the Janet that we're used to, you know what I mean? Obviously, or the Janet that was back in the day. I guess, you know, with her being a mom and her being 56, she probably fucking tired, but it was just like no real hard dancing, no like, you know, yeah, lights, camera, actions. Remember, she used to bring the person on the put him on the little bed, I don't know, it was something, yeah, she used to strap them on him.
Yeah,
she used to do some wild shit, and it's just like none of that anymore. But I just always was just like, why the fuck is Ludacris on this tour? Like, that is just so weird. I'm like, is it, maybe it is strategic, maybe. And then they're saying special guests, they're not even saying like, you know, opening acts
that he's on. Yeah, because he would not be an opener. People are really sensitive about that. Have you been watching
SWV?
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but
I think the finale was like a couple weeks ago. I didn't even watch that either, but yeah, I'm caught up basically on most of it besides the last episode.
And no offense, I know the argument was SUV thought, not SUV, what's the name?
SWV.
Escape. They thought they should headline, or SWV should open for them. I heard that was the argument, and I'm like, in what world?
See, I think I'm on the other side, because I agree with Candy. I agree with Candy of where she says it's about who's relevant now. It's about like people ain't coming out to see SWV.
And to be fair, people are not coming out to see Escape. They might be coming out to see Candy.
No, that's not true. That's not, because
they are relevant.
No,
they are relevant. But the whole group,
they carry the whole group for sure. Candy, whatever. But people are coming out to see Escape. When I went to see them in like 2018, 2019, I went to see Escape, all of them. But I was very excited.
But when I'm thinking about what songs I want to hear and what's like what I'm be jamming out to, SWV got the hit.
But even for stage performance, they don't even have like, they be in combat boots and jumpsuits. Like, they don't really have no type of razzle dazzle.
And sounding the bomb. I don't need to see Tiny's booty. Okay.
First of all, she got it removed.
Did she get some of it removed or all of it?
It looked flat as shit to me, if you ask me.
Oh, really? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you know how she used to look like a little ant booty? She got that shit taken out. Like, it don't look ant at all. Like, she just looked regular like before. I mean, it ain't like pancakes, but it's nowhere near ant booty at all.
It's not diaper butt.
Yeah, and I noticed that because I was just like, why don't she ever turn around no more? And then I finally seen some pictures of her, somebody took of at her at the show, and I was like, oh, she got that dump trunk removed now. She got that thing. But I don't know. I agree with Candy is that I do think that I do think that they should go last, because I think people are coming to see Escape versus seeing SWV. But I don't know how they eventually ended it. I thought that they would do like a big tour or some shit together. I guess it doesn't seem like, I guess the show was over, I guess. Hell.
Yeah, I saw SWV is gonna be here in Atlanta with Jodeci.
I want to go to this Lovers and Friends festival.
That looks like it'll be a good time. What time of year is that? Because I know
it's happening
Vegas
now.
So yeah. Why are you
even... I know. But I want to go. I don't know when.
I used to be obsessed with that song when it came out. Something
I heard Lil Jon was suing the festival people because they took that name from him. Like, you know, they didn't, like, I guess, give him the name or whatever.
Well, he ain't trademarked it.
He ain't. I know. I was like, he should have did it, but I don't know. I guess the theory of why fucking Janet and Ludacris is on tour is very, very weird.
It's strange.
It is very strange. I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I wonder what is, maybe everybody else was booked, you know? Maybe. I don't know who would be a good fit for Janet. Maybe like Charlie Wilson.
Tiana Taylor.
No.
No?
That means they don't even go together. That's I just her feel little like,
protege.
Is it?
That's how Tiana Taylor be acting. Don't you? I feel like.
Yeah, I guess she do be acting. But
you tried it saying Charlie Wilson and Janet. No,
they got like, the same era. That's like Jodeci. That's like Jodeci, Drew Hill, SWV, New Kids on the Block, and then fucking Ludacris. Like that doesn't make sense. It would make more sense to put TLC on that tour than Ludacris. Like, yeah. It's not even the same. I don't know. It has maybe she was paid to do it. Maybe I'm serious because I just can't think of why she would be like, you know what, who would help me sell tickets out? Ludacris. Now, don't get me wrong. I am a fan of Ludacris. Absolutely, right? Because I think lyrically, I appreciate his lyrics, and I appreciate how he's always been one of the rappers who has always been able to like ride the beats. Like he can flow to like any type of beat that he rhymes over. But I'm just kind of thinking like, what was the strategy about? You know, hell, she should have put Ciara on a tour with her. That would have been way better. Ciara. I don't even think Ciara's ever gone on tour.
In her whole career, come on.
I don't think Ciara's legit ever gone on tour. Have you ever seen her on tour?
I've never been checking, no offense.
See, I'm telling you, I've never seen her go on tour. She's never done a tour.
I don't know if it's true, but honestly, I never cared to.
Nah, I'm telling you, Ciara tour dates. Gonna get to the bottom of this shit because
first of all, you came in so hot today.
I know. I'm just like,
see, it was really on your mind. The Janet thing was really.
Yeah, because I was literally just watching the video of Janet in her little sparkly jumpsuit doing her little dance. And I just was kind of like, who put them on a tour together? She did a concert in 2006. That's crazy. Why does she feel like she doesn't need to go on tour? Ciara, who do you think you are?
But who was checking for her? I mean, I do.
Now, I do like that little, this is for the girls with the money. This is for the girls who don't mind them. Nah. This is for the girls. Nah, nah. I do like that. You don't that even know the song, words. That's so. It. Don't matter. I got the in my spirit. So what I'm saying is that it's a little vibe. INTPNDEINT. This is for the girls that don't need no. Nah. This is for the girls that no no no. This one, that one. This is for the girls around the world. She just released that. That's a bop.
So she's supposed to go off a tour just off of that one song that you think is about.
I mean, she could go off of Promise. She can go off of My Goodies.
Not you pulling she can go off 2005.
Janet is up here doing the same goddamn shimmy, shimmy, shake.
Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. I think, I'm pretty sure Ciara has gone on tour.
Ciara, I'm telling you, I'm Googling it. When would Google lie? Google never lies to us.
Google don't know everything. You have to manipulate it to.
It says the last time was October 26, 2006 to December 10th, 2006. It was called Ciara Live in Concert.
No, she went on tour in 2015 for when she dropped that album, Jackie, it looks like.
Well, what fucking dates did she play at? Goddamn Disney, because she ain't play. She was on the goddamn Disney cruise because she ain't wasn't come.
Checking for her because nobody was checking for her.
And you think people checking for SWV? You are wrong.
It is.
They not. Right. Either way, I just want to know who decided that Ludacris and Janet would be on the same tour. Like, I just think that is very ludicrous. That was funny.
If you do say so yourself. Jeez.
Nah, I do think that's crazy. But I've heard that he's putting on a really good show. So maybe he just needed some money. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't think he needs money.
No, he doesn't.
I think
some of those entertainers just like the role. They could be just really to do good friends or something. Maybe that's what it is. Like they homies. And it's like, you know what?
Let's just do this shit. Who gives a fuck what happens? People, what is this? A white sign?
Yeah,
I mean, I guess so. People up in there seeing Janet do the "What have you done for me lately?" Oh, same little shimmy, shimmy, pop, pop.
We sound mad.
I just want answers because I just feel like at this point, you motherfuckers are just putting anything together. You know what I mean? Like you're just throwing artists together that just logically do not make sense. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Maybe that, you know what? But you know what? Also, I think they probably have the same manager. Maybe they have the same manager. It got to be something like that. Like, I just think that's fucking wild. That's like putting.
Well, maybe she's trying to get close to Jermaine Dupri again.
I know he was at the Atlanta show. Did you see when he came out? And he was all dancing and stuff like that. Like, yeah, that's crazy. But I don't want to go see that anyway. Am I even going to any tours this summer? No, I'm not even going to any festivals. I'm not doing anything. I'm trying to work on keeping my ass in the house.
You fail at that. I was just going to call you out on that. Like,
I'm trying. I'm about to settle down.
Oh yeah,
I'm about to settle down.
I'm about to settle down.
I know. You know what's so funny is Sunshine Anderson got a big old ass. Have you ever seen her? Because I was looking at her Instagram like a couple days ago.
First of all, no. Secondly, why?
Because she just popped in my mind. I just was like, what is Sunshine Anderson doing? And I just went to Instagram. I'm serious. I just went to Instagram and just looked at her, and I said, God damn. I said, well, shit.
Something is
I'm for real. She got a big old ass, but I was just in. I like that little song, "Baby, If I'm Who You Want."
Oh, I actually like that song.
Needing
too.
Your life, then maybe we should do lunch, a dinner sometime. I like that song. She actually got a little cute. Yeah, she got a little cute little box, but she got a big old thing, girl. Like, and you could tell it's real. You would tell
real. She was kind of thick when her job before came out.
Yeah, but she used to wear them muumuus all the time. Like, you know what I mean?
Because
like,
it wasn't cool back then to be thick.
She wasn't really showing her body like that because she used to be in them long little gowns and stuff like that. But I've seen she live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and she be doing this little karaoke shit at the clubs or whatever. I don't know, at this little bar or some shit. But that thing is a thing for real with an A. Baby,
dang, 2 A's
is a thing. Yeah, with some ends on it. Cause I said, shit, Sunshine, where that thing been hiding? Shit, I don't know, baby. Listen, somebody been taking her out to lunch and dinner for show. Cause that thing then got fat.
Ben, she said she's sitting here like Ben.
She said and did. But that has nothing to do. This is a random.
Nothing to do with nothing.
Well, nothing to do with anything. I know. How are you doing? You look great. Your arms look very toned. They're giving me Tina Turner.
Girl, because I feel like they is giving flap your wings. Flap,
oh, yeah.
Flap,
they're giving flap, me flap, like flap, I just did push-ups.
Flap, flap, flap. I'm trying to get back to fitness. I've never really been too into fitness, to be honest. I'm getting into fitness. Today is day one.
Okay. What does that mean, getting into fitness? What is this? Are we watching people work out, or are we actually
People work out, then I've been doing that for months. Looking at workouts on YouTube is a favorite pastime of mine.
Sounds very like great use of the time. But what doing YouTube workouts or
no? I'm actually probably going to do a combo of things. Like, I just want to make movement a part of my day. So depending on what's going on, sometimes that might involve doing something from YouTube. But I have a gym membership that I have not utilized in a year. Okay. So I will take advantage of that. And I also, I did yoga when I was pregnant and I enjoyed it. So I'm gonna get back into that.
Okay. So day one. All right. That's good. I went to the boot camp class yesterday. I've been doing better though. Cause like I'm getting chunky. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm trying to de-chunk this season because summer is my favorite season, and that's the season where, you know, I just be letting this body out. So I'm like, oh, we can't be.
Is that the season? Because I feel like I seen it in fall and winter.
Yeah,
and
it's spring. But it's the best when it's in the summer, because when it's in the fall and the winter, I have to, you know, cover it up a little bit. Oh, but okay. when it's the summer, I could just be all titties out and shit. So I went to my little boot camp class. I'm still at Orange Theory. I just gotta pay and go. But yeah, I be going. I went Saturday and busted my fucking ass. And it's hard out here. It's just so much easier being fat. Like,
it really is.
Sometimes when, you know, I just be thinking like, bitches be really making fried chicken from the bed and be in love with niggas, like with people, you know what I mean? Like,
so men don't really care.
You think they don't care?
I don't think
what type of men, because it's like different genres of men. So I feel like some men care. The Instagram men probably care.
Okay, so what is an Instagram man?
Like the niggas who be on Instagram looking at all the bitches and then think that you're supposed to be exactly like the bitches they see on Instagram.
I don't think men really think like that. But what I mean is men don't care. I'm gonna walk that back. I think they would care if you're acting like homegirl off my 600-pound life. But like for a little tummy here, a little cellulite there, a little jiggle there, I don't think they really check in. Like,
yeah, for that type of thing. So it's just like we work out to look good for ourselves, but part of us also work out to look good for our mates. You know what I mean? Our partners, right? But it's just kind of like, well, if bitches can be in a bed making fried chicken, then like, why can't I just find a man who appreciates me being big and frying chicken in the bed? Like, I feel like that's the route maybe I should take in life.
I think you can find someone that appreciates your size. Frying chicken in a bed, I don't think, no. I'm sorry. I'm
under no circumstances. Yeah. Should that be? But I mean, it's convenient though, because you don't got to get up.
But the smell of fried grease in your bedroom, like the smell of fried grease, that don't go away.
The smell of my house, like even when my house smells like food, it drives me crazy. Like, you know, when you just cook something and then it's like your house smells like, I hate that shit.
And then you go somewhere and you realize that you smell like.
People don't be realizing they smell like their house. Like, I used to be around this girl who I feel like smelled like her house, and she used to live with her grandparents, so I could tell like she fucking smelled like mothballs.
Yeah,
like for real, like mothballs and tobacco. Like, that's what she smelled like.
Mothballs, so, and Bengay.
Yeah, so it's just, it's real out here. But it's just, you know, it just goes to show that like you don't necessarily always, I guess, have to look good for like your partner. Or you in your mind, you don't have to always look good for your partner, because they will accept you at, you know, your work, like at with anything, like being in bed, making chicken and shit, like wearing a muumuu all day.
I think there's balance, right? I think it starts with you. If you feel uncomfortable in your skin or whatever, you're not happy, I think you will exude that. And I think that's going to turn somebody off. Like, I think that's what happens. But if you like, yeah, I got a little, like, if you're not, I think some people don't even be worried. Based on what I see and how people be dressing, they don't be worried about whatever they look like. And I think that confidence is attractive to people, and they're not bothered by the extra weight or whatever it may be, the lack of weight, because some people struggle to gain weight and they want to be bigger. So,
but let's just put ourselves in like as a 600-pound person, right? So no, I'm serious. Let's just put ourselves in there, right? And we're upstairs and we're in the bed and we're frying chicken and our man comes up.
Yep.
And he sees that.
Mm-hmm.
What are we giving off? Are we giving off like, oh, I'm confident? Like,
if you frying chicken in your bed, you don't give a damn about anything, I feel like.
I'm just like, you know, if they are that confident to where they feel like they, you know, can just fucking fry chicken in the bed and just keep their man and shit like that, then it's just kind of like, what are we doing? Because we're not doing it right. We need to get fucking in bed and fry fucking chicken.
No, I also think like values, right? You get with people who have the same values as you.
Ain't nobody's value fucking frying chicken in the bed.
her value is living free and being true to her appetite like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know. I don't know.
I will not be mastered by food personally.
But a lot of people, you know, I don't know. Cause I've just always been very curious into like the relationships of the people who are on My 600 Pound Lives or whatever the shit that show is called, mm-hmm. because it's not like you're not, you don't really have a good relationship. Like your quality of relationship is not good. Like, so I wonder, like, because all they're tied to the bed, and then your spouse is the person who literally has to take care of all the time. You depend on them. So at some sense, like you're almost like a hindrance, you know, like you can't do regular, you can do shit from your house, right? You can watch movies together, eat dinner, but you can't go out and enjoy shit. You can, but then he got to put all the seats down in the back. He got to fucking wheelchair you out, roll you onto the goddamn bed of the truck. Like, it's a lot. Like, who wants to?
Now, what if he's happy doing that?
Then, yeah, and then again, it goes back to your values and your morals and exactly. what people like. So, I mean, I guess that maybe people are happy doing that. Maybe that does make people happy in a relationship. But then on the flip side, you know, would people honestly be happy? Would people be honest if they weren't happy with the way their partner looked?
That's tough because
it's a touchy subject.
Yeah, that is a touchy subject. Like, you can't just
get up one day and be like, yo, you fat as fuck. They're gonna be like, whoa.
I'm at the two-piece you right there. You can't, it's all in delivery though. You can't say it like that. Like, what? No, that's insane.
So let's talk about delivery, right? Do we think that delivery is a real thing, right? Because if I say
yes,
okay, but listen, if I say you're bad at sucking dick, and then I say you're bad at sucking dick, right?
Monica, you said the same words.
But listen, but I said it with different pitches though, right? I said you're bad at sucking dick versus yo, you're bad at sucking dick. You hear the pitch change?
Okay, the pitch may have changed, but the tone is like still like condescending and
in both ways, mean, though.
Yeah, like yeah, you okay. could say, you know.
This is the point. Wait, because this is the point I'm trying to say, right? People often say it's about the delivery, right? But if the message is still the message, and then the message is the truth, do we care about delivery, right? If the truth is you're bad at sucking, and I say you're bad at sucking dick, regardless of if I say it nice or if I say it mean, you're still bad at sucking dick. So are we going to focus on what the message is, or are we going to focus on the delivery?
Well, I think it depends on who you are and what the situation is. Like, yes, the message is important. Message received, but also don't talk to me like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, I just feel like things can be true.
Both things can be true. It can also just be like, watch your fucking mouth. And I do think, I mean, I think delivery, right? So I've obviously been in relationships where like I've been with somebody who just says the craziest shit to me, right? So a lot of times when they say, like, I used to always think like it was delivery too. And it's kind of just like, he would just say the craziest shit that just would be like, damn, that's how you got to deliver it to me? Like, my nigga, like you couldn't just be like, cause it's a way of just being like, you trash at sucking dick. And then just being like, all right, babe, that was fire last night, but like, let's try it this way. Or let's do it this way, right? And I think one is more, you can digest it better. But in my mind, it all just kind of underlies just to you still being trash.
Yeah, one is also you can digest it better, but it's also directional. Like, because like giving head is something that's so subjective, you're just telling me I'm bad at it. What am I supposed to do with that? Like, okay, what do you like? Like, tell me what to do then. Since you got your degree, tell me what to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know how we just got on this tangent of dick sucking.
I don't know either.
My whole point, I was going somewhere else, right? So my whole, whatever, I was watching the Tabitha Brown shit, and her and her husband does like
Friday.
Yes, with Chance and Tabs. You know, he's not a bad looking man.
He fine as I don't know what. Miss Tab did that.
I'd be like, I'd be looking at his like,
oh, he Miss Tab.
Right, yes. I'd be like, all right now, Chance. Like, because you know he was a police officer.
All right now, Chance. Yeah.
He's actually very, like, a very good looking man. And it was funny because when she started getting big, I started reading all these articles where people were always saying, like, oh, you know, she retired him basically from the police force. And, like, he's just going to have so much time on his hands. And when men have too much time on their hands, they're going to, you know, play and cheat and whatever, whatever.
What is
and all
wrong
of this shit. So
this is I started. I don't like the internet sometimes.
I know, right? Because they just project it on you. But I seen her, she had a little clip where she was talking about, you know, do you get dressed for your spouse or whatever? And she was saying how, like, before she got sick, she used to wear heels and all the shit. And then once she got sick, she doesn't wear that stuff anymore. She just kind of wears, like, you know, comfy clothes. And she was saying, at a point, it did play on her mind of like, yo, is he still going to find me attractive? Does he still like me? Blah, blah, blah. And of course, you know, her husband is just like, oh, I would love you in anything that you wear, which I'm just kind of like, would we? Is that the truth? But I guess so. And it just made me think of like, yo, do people dress for their spouse? Are like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. People keep like the way they look in mind when they're with their spouse and when they're dating. I know for me, like in one of my relationships, you know what I mean? I've had many. We're not going to say which one, because then you guys will be able to pinpoint which one it was. He was just very
you
like,
act like you got a one of those Instagram album scroll throughs of all the
you know, I mean, because obviously on the podcast I've been to 17,000 relationships, so fuck, the, like
at that, this point, that they think, but we all know it's only like three.
Yeah, I'm about to get married soon, so I'm just kidding, I ain't getting married. But I do think like, okay, so I was dating somebody and like, I realized that he was like a fashionista. So like when I would go out with him, he would look nice. And I would always think to myself like, damn, like, all right, I got to get my shit together because I can't be bringing down the value, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? In this, like this relationship. But also with him, he would always like say shit like, why don't you dress like this? Why don't you wear like this? Why don't you do like this? And for a while, like it used to get on my fucking nerves. You know what I mean? Imagine dating somebody and them just every day giving you like criticizing you over something. Mm-hmm. Why you don't do nothing with your hair? Why you only wear white, you know, polish? Why you always wear black? Sometimes you'd be like, yo, shut the fuck up. But I think looking back now, like I get what he was trying to do or what he was trying to say. I just think that the way he did it was just kind of fucked up, because it, you know, when somebody's constantly criticizing you, after a while it makes you feel inadequate. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It makes you feel like, damn, like you don't like the way you don't like my fingernail polish. I don't like nails. Oh, well, you want me to? Oh, I don't like da, da, da. But it's like looking back now, I've always had these thoughts in my head, even like in my friend group, where I'm always like, I'm the only person that really like when I step out, like I step out. Like, you know what I mean? I like Yeezys, I like Jordans, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm the only person in my friend group who really wears this type of shit. I have maybe one friend who wears this type of shit. And I'm always just kind of like, you know, and he would always just kind of be like, you know, you're not really like your friends. Like you have potential. Like your other friends, like they don't have potential, right?
What does
like
that they could mean? Get,
I don't fucking know, child. I don't know. He's like, you know, they could get dressed up and they still would be just okay. You know what I mean? He's like, you would get dressed up and niggas would actually be like pressed to be with you and talk to you and all of this shit. So I always just used to think like, okay, when I'm with somebody, like I wanna look nice. You know what I mean? And I think it is important for the person you're dating to be a fan of you. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like I think like, you know, you wanna be with somebody who dresses like you, right? And again, this is just going about a way. I like, do you remember that conversation Erica Banks had where she has said that like she only wanted pretty bitches with her in the
Oh yeah, we talked about this club. I was like, who's Erica Banks?
Yeah, yeah, she's like, she only wanted pretty bitches with her, you know, when she went out. And again, to that extent, like I kind of felt where she was coming from, right? I do think that being pretty is subjective, because who are we to say somebody is not, you know what I mean, like mm-hmm. pretty basically. But I understand what she was saying, because if we're going to be stepping out, we need to look like one band, one sound, right? So if I'm going to be over here looking cute and all this, and then you're giving me fucking Molly the maid, like this doesn't work out. Like we don't look good as a unit, and we have to look good as, but I just wonder, like, are people honest enough with their spouses when they don't look good as a unit, basically? Because I done seen some motherfuckers who I'd be like, oh, she way too cute for him, or he way too cute for her, or like, why? Like, why would she step out the house looking like that? Because I think at the end of the day, like when you're dating somebody or when you're with somebody, you want to keep that little razzle dazzle. You know what I mean? You want to keep that like little.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to like an event or just like if we on a Target run or just.
I mean, I think I'm just saying overall. Obviously, if you're going to Target, no, you don't need to be decked out in the mink. But if you are dressed down like you're going to Target every single day of your life, then I think that's not going to do it, right? At some point, you know what I mean? Like put a little ump in it. Fucking color coordinate, or I don't know, put your hair up in a bun or some shit. But you just see people who get in relationships and honestly do just let themselves go. And I do think relationships make you fat, for sure. Relationships really make you fat.
They definitely do.
Yeah, they make you
speaking
fat.
From someone who just, you know.
Yeah, so I don't know. So I guess my whole theory is just like, how important do you think keeping your appearance or dating for your mate is?
I think it's pretty important. But I think I feel a couple of ways about it. So I think it's important to keep up your appearance so that you can like keep your mate interested and attracted and like, you know, do a little flirtation here and there. Like, I think all of that stuff is important. But back to what I was saying before, like, I think you also need to feel good about you, because even if you're doing certain things for them, if you're just doing it just to attract them and it's not really something that you are like into, or it's not genuine to who you are, one, you're going to resent them. And two, like, it's just not going to flow. You know what I'm saying? Like, if my man was like, I need to see you wearing one of them, like some coochie cutter short and a crop top whenever we hit parties, like, I need to see you in that. We're gonna have to compromise, because I'm not wearing no coochie cutters. Like, y'all not about to see my cheeks in these streets. That's just not how I
oh lord
that's not
give
how
it up
I
for
grow.
The girls with the cheeks out, me,
yeah, that's do it for the do it for us, Monica. Do it for both of us. But I would not wear my cheeks out, even though that was something that, you know, my mate, he would not request that, but even though if it was something that was requested of me by my mate. So I think it's important to like get to a understanding of what you would do and wouldn't do for your mate. So yeah, look good for them, but mostly like you need to focus on what looks good to you and kind of craft your own style from there.
Motherfuckers don't be having style. Sometimes couples be looking busted though. But I think it's okay if couples look busted because y'all match each other's energy. You ever see people who you just be like, I see why they're together. I see why they're friends.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's
like when you and Dante go out, you think, and I mean, when y'all go out, when y'all step, you think you went in best dressed.
I don't know. That's not something I think about. I don't think I'd be the best dressed person in the
state. Y'all are not fashionistas.
No, he is.
Oh, he is? Oh,
he
okay.
Is for facts. Like, he is going to look good. But it's also like, what I appreciate about him is like, he does look good and he takes pride in putting on clothes, but it's not necessarily like trendy all the time. It's just like what he thinks looks good. And it looks good, and it looks good on him, and that is the fact. But I don't know that he'd be pressed about the attention of others. Like, he's very much so macho, Mr. Confident, like, he ain't worried about nothing. Like, that's him. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to look like half the time. And like, he'll throw things out or give suggestions, or he buys me clothes and stuff, shoes sometimes. But I don't know. I don't put too much staking. Like, I don't ever think I look raggedy. My main focus be my hair and all of that. I don't ever want my hair to be looking raggedy. And I feel like it's real easy for my hair to look raggedy because it's so big. Yeah. My main focus be like my face and my hair. I'm now probably within the past couple years been trying to be more conscientious about like clothing and making sure it's ironed, because I don't believe in ironing clothes. I hate ironing clothes, but it's important. Trying to craft like a look and what my style is. When I used to go out when I was younger, like, I definitely like show my body. I still like showing my body a little bit now. Like, my legs are probably my favorite part of my body, so you'll probably see me in shorts and dresses a lot. But I'm understanding that, you know, showing off your body, like, you know, when you was younger, you go to the club, like, you get well, you still be in a club, the
I'm classy. First of all, I'm fucking classy. I don't be in a club. I be in a lounge, baby.
You are a fucking lady. You right.
I be in the lounge, okay?
But you know how you would get like whatever outfit accentuated, whatever you wanted to be accentuated. And sometimes it would accentuate many things at one time. I was definitely that girl.
Be in the club and fucking professional wear. We was in there in fucking blazers and leggings.
Amount of times, like, I wore blazers with leggings is so embarrassing.
Who thought of that? It's so gross. Yep. So gross. But yeah. No, I mean, so I guess the moral of the story is that do not get dressed for your partner.
I do, but I don't. Like, I definitely want to look good for him, but I want to look good for me. Because I also know that one thing that he is attracted to more than anything is confidence. So, like, I can't even... And sometimes the things that he like, I don't like. And I'll be having to tell him that, like, no, I don't. No, this is... I like this. Like, leave me alone.
Well, I don't have a fucking partner anymore, but I do like to look nice and I like to step out and I like for, you know what I mean, whoever I'm dating to see me and be like, oh, her ass look fat, Matt. That's the vibe that I need every time. Like, oh, her ass look fat. Oh, her titties is popping. That's the energy that I need. I'm not settling for anything else. So
wait, not like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I want my ass.
No, I don't want them to be like, oh, she's so smart. No, who gives a fuck about that?
Not smart, but you are the worst.
Like, who cares? Who gives a fuck about that? I want them to be like, oh, look at her.
Not she's so smart. No, but like, I can't get over that. Like, she looks pretty, like she's beautiful, like,
nah, I want them to be like, her ass so big, like the sun. You know what I really want them to do when I go out? I want to be walking and I want them to be like, whoop whoop, pull over that ass too fat, whoop whoop, pull
up. if this was a FaceTime call, the way that I would hank up and throw my phone is,
that's what I want them to say to me, whoop whoop. And I'm gonna be like, dumps in the truck, thighs like, what? Well, ain't that bitch got more booty in a bump? Okay, Cisco made that song. When you see me in the thong, 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 I made a nap, 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 nap. Better nope. Not.
All right, done. Nope. You don't know the words. Stop.
That's what I want them to say to me. That's okay. What I want. That's the energy that I want. Like, I want to go out and I want that energy. Like, I want to step, and when I'm stepping, I want to be like, oh, she bomb as fuck. I don't want them to be like, oh, she's so pretty. Bitch, don't look at my fucking face. Spank, go down. Look at all this body that I'm fucking giving you. Look at this body that I'm bringing to you. Like, don't look at my fucking teeth and my eyes, and that shit's boring. Like, go look down. God damn it. That's what I want.
I want him to say I look good overall, but like, I mean, yeah, say my booty fat, but like, he can say that at home.
Well, see, some of us don't have in-home fucking mates, okay? So some of us have to take the cat caller.
And that's the other thing, yeah. That type of stuff.
That like, is annoying.
People
you know,
on the street say that to be like, ooh.
Listen, people in the gas station, going to the gas station is the worst. Because you can go to the gas station and be looking fucking crazy, busted. And somebody is going to try to get you.
That thing. Sweatpants, you can't hide that thing.
And that's what men love saying. Well, we could see potential. Child, go to hell. I can't even see you because I don't got my goddamn contacts.
First of all, it's not potential because it's here, baby. Potential needs to be brought out. Mm. Nothing is here.
Mm. Please, okay. Thank you. But I do think, you know what's so funny, though, as you mentioned confidence, is that I do think confidence is definitely a like, it's probably like the number one thing that men like and appreciate. And I will say, like, I've been in situations with people, well, not like dating wise, but I've been with friends and people who give off that like low self-esteem or like that lack of confidence. And men can feel that, you know? And mm-hmm. I always tell them, like, yo, when you step in these motherfucking rooms, you gotta step in that room like you the baddest bitch. And niggas is gonna see that. Niggas is gonna be like, oh, she, well, shit, I want what the fuck she got. I'm down with what she got. But when you giving off that, like, oh, men pick up on that and men don't like that. And this is not even just to be all about men, but it's just in general, like, really you just gotta be. For real, it's really fuck niggas for life, for real. But you really just gotta be like confident overall, like, you know, like, and that's I always had the argument of people always talking about how confident Lizzo is, and it's always weird to me because it's just like, why do y'all think just because she's fat that she can't be confident? Or like, okay. It's crazy that she's confident.
Yeah, I think first of all, Lizzo's gorgeous. Face card. She is.
And she be stepping when she step out. And it's just like, she be on there. She be doing regular shit that we all do. But people, because she's fat, people just be like, oh, she's so confident. Like, okay, she fat. She can't shake her ass. Like, I'm confused. Right.
She got more ass to shake.
And I do think, sometimes she's gotten better on it. Because I ain't seen her, you know, be going on her little Facebook Live. In a minute. Ooh, they got strawberry frosted flakes. Did you know that? Man, ain't that something? They had another box too. I think it was like a peach flavor. Ain't that motherfucker something? That is very interesting. I don't know if I want strawberry frosted flakes. Like, stop fucking with shit. Just leave shit alone.
It might be kind of good, but it probably got something in it that
Well, then shit. Then they might make the chocolate Frosted Flakes. That might be a little lit. Chocolate Frosted Flakes. I like the chocolate Rice Krispies. I think those is the thing. Or maybe I made them up. But anyway, Liz will be doing everything just regularly. And Lizzo got a regular ass man and people just be, I don't know. But it's like, it's that confidence that she gives off of like, you know, I'm 100% that bitch.
And it is.
For real. And people respect that, but people shouldn't be surprised when fat people are doing regular shit that regular people do. Like, I don't know. And you know what's so funny is like, you know how like they always, this is another one of Monica's tangents and I'm about to go off of. You know how like now, like with transgenders and like women, they're giving us all these different terms like, oh, we're birthing people, mm-hmm. birthing whatever the cost may be. Why haven't they really made any other like friendlier terms for fat people?
You mean like, other than fat?
Yeah, like I haven't heard any like, you know, skinny adjacent, like I don't know, like
skinny adjacent,
I don't know, like the right, like I don't know, like you know what I mean, like I haven't heard any like
curvy.
But see, people be getting curvy and fat confused and they're two different things. People, fat girls be thinking they curvy but they're just fat.
Plus size.
But plus size, do we call men plus size?
I believe so.
Call men plus size, or we just call them big?
Husky.
Oh, we call them husky. Maybe those are terms that they used to like politely call people fat.
I know. I mean, well, I would take it as that because in the fashion industry, that's what they use for the clothing for people that are bigger.
Yeah, interesting. Anyway, that had nothing to do with anything. My point is, y'all look good for y'all man, and if you don't got a man, then I guess you just have to look good for yourself. But I do think it's important, you know, you want to match somebody's fly. Don't be looking like fucking the maid or the help. Like, I don't know. I know people don't think it matters, but it just made that whole conversation with Tab and Chance just made me think about my own situations and how I, like, it's so funny how I feel like I was dating one guy who I used to just hate how he dressed. Like, I hated how he dressed. And then after I stopped dating him, I dated a guy who like always tried to improve how I dressed. And it was just like, oh, isn't this fucking funny? Isn't that's the way love goes?
Ooh. Wow, full circle.
Right? Full circle moment. And it doesn't feel good. I will say that I realize now that when I was dating the guy, I never really used to be like, yo, you dress whack, you dress corny. I would just be like, please do not wear these shoes. Because he had one pair of shoes that he would wear with everything. These red shoes that he would wear with everything. And I would just be like, oh my fucking God. And he was cute. So it just used to make me a little annoyed because when I would see him, I would want to see him and be a fan and just be like, ooh, you put that shit on today. I know that's right. But it was just always giving like lackluster. You know what I mean? It was always just giving, I'm going to wear the same pants with these red shoes, but I'm going to switch my hoodie. And it just was like, no, I wanted to, you know, see a little something and be like, ooh, and he just didn't give it. Then I got with somebody who, what?
So just so I'm clear, to clarify, you looking, I'm going to just say poopa, I don't know what terminology you use, has nothing to do with necessarily certain things that you put on, but like at least putting effort in, because a hoodie is not effort to me. So basically you're saying like people should be putting effort in how they're getting dressed.
Yes, you should put effort into how you're getting dressed. But I think that effort kind of starts with you caring about how you are presenting yourself out to the world, right? So for me, going back to a guy that I was dating, like I threw him a really nice dinner. Like a really nice birthday dinner. We went to this really fancy place he had we wanted to go. So I'm there, you know what I mean? I'm in my dress and I'm giving full face makeup. I'm giving heels that hurt my feet. Like I'm giving basically. Mm-mm. This man shows up in some fucking high water ass slack with a shirt, with a white shirt that was wrinkled. And like, it just, all I could focus on was when he was walking and his the bottoms of his pants was just swishing. Like they was just, they was just swinging back and forth because they was fucking like basically high water. They was just basically high water bell bottoms. And I just could not, like, that's all I could focus on when I was with him. And I was just so disappointed in that moment because I was like, yo, we're going to this nice ass expensive ass restaurant and I'm really out here stepping and like you giving me this, like you ain't think to just, it's your birthday, you ain't think to jazz it up a little bit, like what the fuck. And it's like, it's moments like that I feel like, yeah, like you gotta put effort in, you gotta care about the fucking way you look. Like, cause I'm thinking, oh, it's his birthday, I want to look good for him. Obviously it's his birthday, see, he ain't gonna think like, oh, I want to look good for her. But damn, at least be like, it's my birthday, I want to look good for, you know, look good, period. period. You don't show up to no expensive ass restaurant, no goddamn high water bell bottoms. Like, I just can't. Like, I just was so disappointed. So it's very important, y'all. Like, I don't know. I need somebody who's going to match my fly. I need somebody who's going to match my fly. But I also want to, and I also think that when you get in a relationship, you have to maintain it. Like, you can't lose yourself. You know what I mean? And I know people have babies and get married and shit and gain weight, but I still feel like you got to keep that little, you know, I don't know. You got to keep that little interest somewhere. And I'm not just talking about yelling about.
Girl,
I'm not like, just talking about.
Wait till I go upstairs like, I can hear you on
Parker. And I'm not just talking about keeping the spark of like, oh, you know, doing what you did in the beginning. You just got to look good. Like, just everybody look fucking good. When you look good, you feel good. You know what I mean?
But I think know that looking good is subjective, but you're just saying effort. Like, on your clothes, don't wear stuff that don't fit, that type of thing.
But why would people not care about looking good though? Like, what would be the reason?
Well, I'm not saying they don't care, but I'm just saying, like, I think people can confuse what looking good can be. Like, because I feel like that is subjective, but the like effort, ironed clothes, clothes that fit, clothes that are not faded, like that type of,
yeah. And then if you're going on a date night, you know what I mean, brush your hair a little bit, like, I don't know, like, you know, give the girl something, just a little bit, a little something.
Yeah, I think brushing your hair is the least,
and it matters, you just gotta keep it. Now I ain't saying you can do all this shit and this is gonna stop these niggas from cheating, stop these bitches from being trashed. I ain't saying that. This ain't no, you know, this ain't no fucking miracle pill. This ain't gonna fix the broken, but you know what I mean, at least you will look good if you're getting cheated on. Yeah. No. I tried. No, I'm just saying, at least you'll look decent
so you can bounce to the next.
Right. So you, I mean, whichever way, but I just feel like their conversation just inspired me. Well, not inspired me. It just had me thinking a lot of thoughts in my mind, because I feel like I just was in a situation with somebody who just used to always, I don't want to say, I mean, it was like criticism, but it was always just like suggestions of just like, why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? And because it was so frequent, it just became like, it just started to overwhelm, where it was just like, golly, like, shut the fuck up. But I feel like now that I'm out of the situation and I'm looking back, like, I get it. Like, I get how, like, I get the suggestions, you know what I mean? Do I think that, you know, all he needed to do all that shit? Nah, like, nigga, leave me alone. But I get it. I get, like, you know, you want to look good. And I just think maybe I wasn't giving what I was giving. You know,
yeah,
maybe. I don't know. It just was interesting. But but in my theory, I feel like it does matter. It does matter to me that whoever I'm dating, if they find me attractive, and I want whoever I'm dating to be a fan of me. I want them to see me, and I want them to be like, God damn, them big ass titties. You know what I mean? Like, that's the energy that I want my partner to always have for me. Mm-hmm. Now they could be saying that shit and cheating on me, but hell.
Why is it? You funny to me, boy.
I'm just God saying.
Them titties drive me crazy.
Yeah, them big ass. Look at them big ass thighs. Like, for real. Like, that's the type of energy I want. So it's important. And I mean, obviously, you know, Chance doesn't think that it's important the way Tab be looking. But
whoa,
I think he just not.
Whoa. See, this is what I mean by good. Like, that is subjective. She don't look like she just went out of bed.
No. I'm not saying, but he said that. He said this. He said he didn't care if she was in a trash bag.
I mean,
with Converse.
Folks be saying that, but they don't really mean that.
No, like, I'm like, he said it. Shit. I'm just saying, like, I don't think she looks bad. I think she looks like herself. She looks on brand. You know what I mean? Like, no.
Though the way you said it was like, he don't care the way she be looking. That's why I was like,
well, because I'm relating it back I'm relating it back to the whole conversation of her point was that she worries sometimes that she wasn't looking good for him because she didn't wear the heels and all of this shit. Okay, so saying like he didn't need all that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if that's not what he needs or if that's not what he finds, I mean, I'm sure if she was to put it on, he probably would be like, wow. You know what I mean? But yeah, I guess it wasn't.
He was fine with how she dressed, which, I mean,
I don't think she dresses bad. I mean, she's like 50, no. Ain't she?
Yeah. Late 40s, like, early 50s. Yeah. Because I think, you know, again, it's the confidence. And I think sometimes we put a lot of focus on what we're wearing and not how we're wearing. I don't know if I'm even saying what I'm trying to say. But I don't always think it's the way. I don't think men care too much about heels or dresses sometimes. But it also depends on the man and where y'all going.
Yeah, I think these Instagram niggas probably care.
Because I remember one time Dante was like, why you don't ever wear jeans? What you mean? Because I like dresses. What's the problem?
Did you start wearing jeans?
It's not that I didn't wear jeans at all. I incorporated them more.
Oh, see?
I guess.
Because you wanted to look good for your partner.
I don't know that I didn't. It was during the summertime. I wasn't going to wear jeans sometime. Did I incorporate them at the time? No. I just like wearing dresses. And having my body free.
Yeah. Well, I guess to each his own, everybody. I don't even have a man, so I don't have to look good for anybody except the motherfuckers at the gas station, I guess. Because that's the only fans I got these days.
The only fans.
the only fans I'm recruiting these days. But
you are a whole fool.
When I be going outside, I do be stepping on and I be liking and I like and you get a different type of attention though when you look better. Like y'all ever get your nails and your hair done and then people just be like, oh, I like this, I like this. I like that. Like you get treated differently when you look better. No, am I by myself? Okay.
Yeah, no, I think so. I mean, I think even on my worst days, I be looking alright.
But we're not talking about on your worst days when you used to ship champagne when you was thirsty. We talking about fucking when you in the limousine reading Word Up magazine.
Yeah.
Salt and Pepper when and Heavy D on, you know what I mean?
When I'm on my after stuff, you made it. Yeah, it'd be on.
Right. And then everybody be like, oh my God, I like that girl. You know, and you know, when Makita get dressed up, Makita actually be really pretty, y'all. Like I got a whole shrine of her. I every time she takes pictures, she sends me pictures of hers, you guys, all the time. And she went somewhere. I don't know where she was going, but she had like a little white dress on. She had this red lipstick and her hair was pulled. I said, look at her.
My birthday?
Yes. And then there's another pretty picture when she straightened her hair at her best friend's wedding and she was coming down the aisle and her hair was just flowing in the wind. I said, look at this pretty girl. Such a pretty, pretty girl. You know, such a pretty girl, you guys, when she puts it together. Now, she just looks regular today. She just looks like...
And I'm still cute.
Yeah.
Won't do it.
So, it's just like, yeah, but it's a difference. Because if you put the red lipstick on now, you would look the same. No, you would. You would look the same like the picture if you put the red lipstick on.
I thought you mean like, yeah, bitch, you would still be very.
No, 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 no. I'm saying if you put the red lipstick on,
say Monica, this is where delivery is important.
No, I know, right? No, if you put the red lipstick on, you would look the same like the picture that you sent me today.
Yeah, and even
because you didn't have a lot of makeup on in that picture either. It was very. You know, you gave a little bit, but not, you didn't have like a full face.
Just like some eyeliner, mascara.
Yeah, it was like blush.
But even little things like that, I think, can go a long way. Like even on your Target run, if you just got on leggings and some cute little tank top, you can put on some lip gloss. You know,
do you think there are ugly people in the world?
Why would you ask me that? There are people that I am not attracted to,
but are they ugly?
I try not to use that word.
Oh my God, here we go.
I try not to use that word because
it's because beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That part. And also like it just take a lot for something to ugly. To me, ugly is like nothing. There's nothing redeeming about your looks at all. Like nothing. You can't find anything. Like you don't have nice eyes, nice lips, nice hair, nice eye. Like there's nothing about this person I can find beauty in at all. Like that's pretty hard to me. That's ugly.
Yeah, I just had that conversation though too, where I was just like, my friend was always talking about she can't find a good man, and I was like, just get an ugly man, you know what I mean? Just get somebody who is decent enough to take out in public. She's like, oh, I want to be attracted to him. I'm just like, oh, that's just boring, that's just played out. Just get somebody who's gonna fucking be nice to you and treat you well, even if he is a little ugly.
I don't know about played out to be attracted to your mate.
Yeah, it is played out. Listen, Chance said that he would take Tab if she was in a trash bag and a Converse.
But therefore, she's attractive to him, her face and her body. Remember, like that's different. These are different things on the person. Her not dressing a certain way in public does not take away from the fact that when he looks at her face and her body, that he is attracted to her.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like there are ugly people in the world. And ugly could be internal and external.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? That's
because there's thing. there's a lot of ugly people in the world who are just very ugly
on the inside, and I don't want to be around them.
Yeah. And in the meantime, guys, go buy Tap stuff. I don't even own any Tap because it's really colorful. I'm into color, but a lot of it is. Yeah. I want to try her seasonings though.
I have some of her seasoning. I love it.
Do you love it?
Uh huh. And I got her cookbook as well.
It's vegan shit, right?
Yep.
Yeah. She got I think she got flavored popcorn and shit. She didn't move on up now. She didn't became a whole household ass name.
Yeah. I love that for her.
I know. I was about to say that too.
Yeah. I love her spirit. I have Nyla. I be having her. She has this children's show on YouTube and I be into it. So by default, Nyla's into it.
That's all I got to say today.
Rant over.
Yeah, my rant is over, y'all. I just feel like Janet Jackson needs to get kicked Ludacris off and y'all just need to dress for y'all partner. Just make sure y'all be cute. You know what I mean? Y'all want to get give a little razzle dazzle. Just a little bit, you know, not too much.
Damn,
but you
baby,
know,
all I need is a little bit.
Make it hard for these other bitches. You know what I mean? Just give a little bit.
Not that being a reason.
It has to be.
I'm not about to be worried about these girls being
competition. Competition is out there, y'all. Y'all gotta make it. Y'all gotta be the best. Y'all got to be the best partner y'all could be. Y'all got to be competitive, okay? It ain't no, I got him up. No, you got him, you got to keep him. You got her, you got to keep him. You got to be the best. You got to make it hard. You got to make it so if he go somewhere else, he be like, damn. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall.
On that note, I'm going to save for our listeners. Monica, I feel like we know the answer to this. In the realm of chicken sex and degrees, what do you need?
Sex. I would love to actually have physical sex, penis in the vagina. I would love to have that. Yes, because it's been, you know what? And I don't even know, I just want to be touched. You know what I mean? You ever just want to be touched?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be touched. And I want to be touched by the person that is touching me. You know what I mean? because sometimes I feel like in my situations, I could be with men who I like, but then as problems of start to come arise, I just be kind of, my body starts shutting down on them, right? So I don't be necessarily excited to have sex with them or touch them or certain things like that, because I mean, sex for me is emotional. I mean, I'm an emotional sexer. So when you do something to bother me emotionally, it just doesn't work anymore. You know, the honeypot don't be honey in no more. So I just want to be around somebody that I like and that I want to touch me, and I don't know. I feel like I just want to be touched by a man that I like, and I haven't in a while. So I can't wait. I'm working on some candidates. I just hope that they fucking, you know, I'm just hoping one of them gets it together.
But I feel like the odds are probably in your favor.
Yeah, I feel like somebody got to get it together, because I'm just trying to sit on a nigga's lap real fast. I don't even understand what the fucking heartburn is. So that's what I fucking need. Penis in the vagina. Immediately.
Understood. Cool.
Yeah.
What do you need?
Chicken sex or degrees?
Definitely degrees. As I was saying earlier, today is day one of the get moving thing, which I have started and restarted and started and restarted several times. So I'm trying to stay motivated out here, you know.
It's just hard.
Yeah, it's hard as hell.
Because food is so good.
Food is good, and then time. Sitting down is fun. I be tired.
Yeah.
I be tired. And it's discouraging, because it takes a while for you to see results from working out and stuff. So even if you put that effort and time in, you're not going to see anything for at least probably a couple weeks. So that sucks, because I'm a part of the microwave generation. So.
Yeah. But see, look how long it took you. You don't get fat overnight.
That's correct.
It takes a while. So it's just the same process, but reverse.
Yeah, that's true. That's also what I tell myself when I eat a piece of cake, you don't get fat overnight. But then 2 weeks later and you had a piece of cake every night. It's
Well, I mean, I just say you just got to carve out time. And that could just be literally 30 minutes on a YouTube video and call that shit a fucking day.
Period.
That's all you need. You just got to get up and do something. And you got to get an Apple Watch and then set your rings up. Okay. And then make sure you just close your rings every day.
I do be motivated by seeing that. I don't know why. I feel like such a child, but it does make me happy when I'm able to close my rings.
Yeah. So you'll do it. It's a journey. It's a marathon. You know what I mean? And you got to focus more so just on like sustaining like a healthy lifestyle, or, you know, sustaining something healthy versus like instant results. You know what I mean? Because you want something that you're going to be able to do forever, like pieces forever, and then do shit that you like. Maybe try a pole dancing class, or maybe twerk Zumba.
Twerk Zumba is a thing?
I got a twerk Zumba out here in White Marsh.
No way.
Yeah, girl, I've been here bouncing that ass.
That is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it's like Zumba, but it's not like, it's like, it's twerk Zumba. So it's like, it's cool dance moves. And then you shake your ass a little bit. You might get to the floor, pick back up, and then hit a fucking 8 count or some shit like that. So it's like a balance between twerking and the Zumba, but it's not like that. Because Zumba's Spanish, right?
I don't know
what the fuck Zumba is. I thought Zumba, the word, literally. Does Zumba mean?
It sounds like a Spanish word.
I thought it was too, because I always thought when people be Zumba and they be fucking...
Yeah, okay. It's a cardio program that involves it's a fitness program that involves cardio and Latin inspired dance. Oh,
okay. So it probably is like something from the Hispanic community. But yeah, you know, every little step you take,
you will be so damn predictable.
All right, let's close it out.
It's time for
the last bite. That was it. I'm trying something new. I like to freestyle.
Okay. Do you want the last bite or?
No, you can have it.
The last bite today is going to be take care of yourself, y'all. Whether you out here in these streets looking for somebody this summer, if you're out here just being a city girl or a city boy, but if you out here,
boot up.
Take care of yourself. Look good for you. The energy that you put out will be the energy that you attract.
Yes.
And that's on
everything. And use condoms, guys.
I cannot speak on that.
Well, use condoms if you're with somebody who you're not really with. You know what I mean? Don't be meeting people and then having sex with them.
Have safe and not sex. Using. That yes. means knowing your status, knowing your partner's status, and making
it. And don't be trusting these motherfuckers. Don't be meeting people and then within a week fucking these motherfuckers raw, because everybody got fucking STD in the world. Damn it.
Not everybody in the world.
I mean, that's how I be thinking. My friends always be like, you always think everybody's homeless and everybody fucking.
is that what you tell yourself to get through today?
Literally, I literally tell myself every man I meet is homeless. Literally, every guy. I just say he's homeless or he's in jail. He could be right in front of my face and I'll be like, I don't like the way he's talking. He must be in jail. Like,
pray for my friend. Ain't no I think wrong. Everybody this is just how she thinks.
It is. It's terrible. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get trust, but these niggas be in jail, man. And jail's so sophisticated now to where
they could be texting profile.
So you honestly wouldn't know. Like, you wouldn't know if niggas be in jail. Like, just because you're in front of my face does not mean that you're not really in jail.
I don't know about the in front of my face part.
Nah, these niggas could be fucking going back to goddamn check back in to the goddamn halfway house or some shit like that. Like, you don't trust these niggas. Even halfway house is jailed.
Oh, technically,
all of you niggas is just homeless. So be careful out there, y'all, because niggas is looking for shelter. Don't be that.
It's a long game. On that note, please keep in touch with us and keep us in prayer. You can reach out to us on the Twitter at Chicken Sex Degrees, no I, no E in chicken, and on Instagram at Chicken Sex Degrees. Send us an email at chickensexdegrees@gmail.com if you have any comments or have any topics that you are interested in hearing about from us. Purchase some merch at our website, www.chickensexdegrees.com. Rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good job, honey.
That's it. It's been a pleasure. I am Makita.
I'm Monica.
Bye.
Bye.